It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, January 29th. This is Jade, and I have some vintage Bowie news for you. Plus, we may already know the Grammy winners. And no, we did not consult a psychic. But first, let's check out a few of today's music news headlines. You ought to know that Alanis Morissette's 1995 hit, Jagged Little Pill, was turned into a play written by Diablo Cody of Juno in last year's Tully fame, and it featured music from the album. The news of the show came out last year, along with a short trial run of the show at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The response to the play was good enough to score the show a slot on Broadway. According to the New York Times, the show tells a story of a troubled family featuring a pill-popping mother, a workaholic porn-addicted father, an over-programmed high school senior son, and an adopted daughter who is Black and, quote, basically lives in a permanent state of having her hair touched by white girls. So you can prepare to feel the angst of the 90s on Broadway later on this year. Do people even gamble in Las Vegas anymore? It seems like all I ever see are announcements about giant music residencies. And this week, the word is all ex-Tina. Christina Aguilera has announced her Las Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Aguilera calls the residency her most ambitious show yet. She continues saying, "For years, I have been collecting ideas and concepts that have yet to be implemented on my stages. And Las Vegas is the perfect opportunity for me to collectively showcase my artistry. I cannot wait to bring you into the experience." The experience residency starts May 31st. The reign of the early aughts continues on today's music news with a double dose of Backstreet Boys. The boy band recently released their first new album in 6 years, DNA. And if projections are correct, it could be their first number one album in 18 years on the Billboard 200 chart. And they're getting some love from the most endearing artist making music today. That would be Chance the Rapper. When the Backstreet Boys appeared on Jimmy Fallon last week, Chance appeared briefly as a coach, getting the boys back into shape. Now an ad that's going to be airing during the Super Bowl has appeared online. It's an ad for Doritos. Chance chomps into this flaming hot nacho cheese Dorito, and suddenly he is driving around and meeting up with the Backstreet Boys, dancing, and he raps over their 1999 hit, "I Want It That Way."
Ooh, hot stuff all over my nachos, walking like a taco, driving over potholes, hotter than a pot roast, fingers on my hot chips, red-handed, come on, man, I'ma need some chopsticks.
The first televised images of David Bowie as Ziggy Stardust, once considered a holy grail to Bowie fans, has been discovered. This would-be video of a 1972 Bowie performance was thought to be long lost, according to the BBC. The broadcaster said that the original tapes had been destroyed when they tried to digitize them. Luckily, a fan managed to tape the show, although their copy is beginning to fall apart. So with the help of the BBC, they are hoping to restore the master and allow all of us a glimpse of the introduction to Ziggy Stardust. Ziggy was a character that came from Bowie's love of theater and acting. After he had been recording the album, the character was developed as a bisexual alien rock star. The character was so ingrained in Bowie that it was actually hard for him to shake it. Bowie once said that Ziggy wouldn't leave me alone for years. That was when it all started to go sour. My whole personality was affected. I really did have doubts about my sanity. So if the BBC can restore this film in time, it'll be featured in next month's BBC Two documentary, David Bowie, Finding Fame. In a Rolling Stone article about the film, they note that until now, the earliest available footage of Ziggy Stardust was Bowie performing Starman on Top of the Pops in 1972.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds.
It's good to approach most things in life with a bit of cautious skepticism, especially if that news appears on Twitter. But if you'll indulge me for a moment, let's talk about the possible leak of Grammy results. On Monday night, a post appeared that shared the upcoming Grammy winners, including results naming Cardi B's I Like It as Record of the Year, her for Album of the Year, and Lady Gaga and Mark Ronson's Shallow for Song of the Year. Apparently, the winning information came from an archived version of the Grammys website, but the Recording Academy was quick to respond, and a spokesperson for the Grammys said, "There is no legitimacy to this. Grammy Awards results are not shared, even with Recording Academy staff members, until the day of the Grammy Awards ceremony, when the names of the recipients are delivered by Deloitte in sealed envelopes." So it might just be somebody's wishful thinking, but I wouldn't be mad if Cardi B took away the Record of the Year with her song, I Like It. And our viral hit today is from the Mambo No. 5 hitmaker Lou Bega's biopic, or more accurately, a parody of one starring Tracy Jordan. While Jordan was on Jimmy Kimmel Live promoting his movie What Men Want, he shared a fake trailer for the parody biopic.
The only thing more amazing than his music,
one, two, three, four, five,
is his story.
I'm not working in the Puerto Rican mines, Pop. My dream is to be a Mambo star.
A little bit of pineapple, no. A little bit of Italian sausage sandwiches, no!
Jordan reenacts the struggle of Lou Bega trying to come up with the very deep lyrics and ultimately writing what he knows.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side.
And that's today's music news. Watch the entire fake biopic trailer, plus catch up on all of today's music news stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Cecilia Johnson. And if you like this podcast, let us know, rate, and review it, and let your friends know your love by sharing your favorite episodes. Thanks. And check back in tomorrow with Jay for more music news.